We welcome you back to the PM Sports Page. It's now time for our Wrestling Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Waco's Cody Crawford. Cody, thanks for joining me here today. Congratulations on the honor.
Yes, thank you.
So, Cody, a great start for you at 285 pounds for a Waco 26-2 record coming into the day. Great start, but let's just look at the season as generally. How do you think things are progressing for you and maybe as a team?
As me personally, just been keeping on with the conditioning. My technique is pretty well there. We've been working a lot. We worked a lot of that, you know, at the beginning of the season, and now we are still working it a little bit, but we are on more of the conditioning now. So as a team, we have came a long way. We had a, you know, we had a few kids that, you know, they didn't know if they wanted to wrestle or do this. It was too tough, and so we kind of whittled out a few people, you know, that couldn't finish the season, and now we have the select few that are there, and we don't have that many, but we the people we send on the mat, they're ready to wrestle, mm-hmm. and that's what I like about this team. We're not the biggest, and we're not going to, you know, go beat everybody, but we're going to go compete at the weights we got, so that's what I like about our team.
Sure. Well, Cody, a big day for you on Saturday. You won all your matches. In the Waco invite, you're able to host a tournament. You came out victorious, an exciting championship match, won 2-1 in overtime. Break down that match for me and talk about what it was like to be able to win in front of the home crowd.
Yeah, so the match started out in typical heavyweight match. It's all upper body, and nobody's taking a shot. And that's what this wrestler, you know, he was defensive the whole time, and I was firing off shots, and he did get hit for stalling once. Started off as, you know, then I got choice first or second period, and I went down and got out really, you know, fairly quick, and then just kept working my offense and wearing him down, and I was really heavy on the head. And then he chose down, and he went, it wasn't that long, and he got up, and then I was just on the head, you know, and really heavy. And I said, well, I kept shooting, but, you know, nothing was working for me, so I said, well, it's going to have to go to overtime. And when it went to overtime, that first period, it was the same thing, you know. I was beating on and taking shots and just wearing them out. And then once we went down into the double overtime and I got out, that was a huge thing, and the crowd was behind me then. And then I could just feel when I went to cover him that, you know, he was done. And that's where one breakdown, I got him down flat and rode him out for the rest of the period. And also our 126-pounder, he made it to the finals and had a huge win there. That got everybody pumped up. The whole crowd was into it, and, you know, I didn't want to be the one that brought the crowd down. You know, I wanted to end the night on a good note.
Good deal. Well, Cody, just let's look at the season in general. You're a senior, so this is your last go-around. Take me through some individual goals. I'm sure, you know, you've been to the Wells two times now. I'm sure that has something to do with it. But individual goals you set out and team goals the rest of the way.
Yes, my goals for that set was, at the beginning of the season, was to be at the top three. And I have changed my goals, you know, when the season actually started, to be at the top, to be number one. And the reason that it changed is I was thinking, and last year at state I wrestled the kid that's ranked number one, and to a fairly close match. So I'm right there with those kids. It's just simple mistakes that I made in that match that I can change. Mm-hmm. And that's why I set that goal so high, is to be up there, because I believe I'm right there with everyone. And just to become a better, also another goal was just to become a better teammate. We've never really had, we've always had kids out, but we've never had a team feel like this team is. Sure. And so as me being we have another senior, but he's a first-time wrestler. So for me being the top team captain or whatever, you know, I've been trying to work on that, to not being so, you know, one person, and then just to be a whole team, to work together as a team. And as a team, we have, we always set a record to be over 500 was one of our things. And there's just certain duels where we say we had goals to beat them this year, and some of them we have won, and some of them we lost, and then we won the second time we went around with them. So we have met most of the goals for a team, but season's not quite over yet, so we'll see how that ends for us.
Very good. Well, Cody, let's look at your coach, Seth Pugh. Describe him as a coach. What do you like about him?
Yes, coach. Ever since he's been coaching at Waco, I've been here, so we've kind of been pretty close together. I mean, he's still my coach, so I still respect him. But, you know, he just is the type that pushes to your limits. And, you know, sometimes that frustrates you that he's always on you to be better, work harder, do five more shots when everybody else is walking out the door. You stay, or this guy stays because he needs to work on this. You know, he's always right there on you. And so, and it always frustrates you when you look back at it. You know that that's the only he only does that because he wants to make you better.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as him as a coach, I've enjoyed him and him pushing me and making me the best wrestler I can be.
Mm-hmm. Well, a little fun one here for you, Cody. When you need a point, what's the go-to move?
Well, on the bottom, it's just the good old tripod stand-up. And on the top, when I'm on my feet, I'd say I really like to work the duck unders, or a shrug. But if I have to, I do like hitting a high crotch. That's okay. My one move. So.
All right. Awesome. Well, Cody, let's look at other sport you're in. You're also in football. So two sports athlete at Waco. So with that in mind, out of the two, do you have a favorite?
Personally, I do like football a little bit better. I know I'm a little better at wrestling than I am at football, but I'm just kind of that physical guy that likes to get out there and hit people, and that's just how I've always been, is physical, and so I kind of like football a little more than wrestling, even though I have had pretty good success in wrestling.
Yeah, well, let's get into school here, Cody. I understand that this year for Waco, they had the J-term, first year that was offered. So looking back at it, what'd you like about it, and what all did you do?
It was actually a really good experience. We just had our J-term night a couple days ago, so we got to show the community what we did. And so I got to see what all the other classes did, and that was very good. But the seniors went, we had internships.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to kind of see, we got set up with people around the community, and some people even traveled all the way to Burlington. And we got to see kind of what we'd like to do maybe. And some people found out that they really loved it, and some people said, that's not what I want to do. So
sure.
Just those 5 to 7 days can help you a lot. So that way you know, well, I don't want to go into this or
yeah.
that. And I went to the Iowa State Research Farm over in Crawfordsville for 2 days, and then to the Wayland State Bank here in Wayland and Winfield for 3 days, and had a really good experience with that. So
yeah, great experience put on there by Waco. Let's get outside of, Waco here. Of course, you're just a couple months away from graduation. So with that in mind, what's the future plans?
Well, I haven't quite decided where I want to go to school, but I do know I want to go for ag business or ag studies, one of the two. Had an ag background for a while, so that's what I'd like to do. But
sure. Very good. And when you're not involved with different sports and school and whatnot, what do you find yourself doing in your free time?
Well, I'm kind of the typical outdoorsman, so you can find me outside most of the time. If you find me inside, there must be something wrong. You know? So
this,
I'll be outside, yeah.
The negative degree weather doesn't harm you none?
No, not too bad. You got to bundle up a little bit, but it never stops me from being outside. So
there you go. Well, last question before I let you go here, Cody. Our sponsor, Hedgebove Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as dependability, quality, honesty, respect. With that in mind, what are some of your core values?
A couple of my core values would be leadership for sure, as I have been a team captain for 3 years in both sports. And honesty would be a great one for me, too. And, you know, I like, just tell me the truth, and I'll tell you the truth, and be respectful to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that can get you a long ways. So
sure.
Those are a couple of mine.
Well, Cody, it's been fun talking to you here today. Congratulations on the honor, and best of luck moving forward the rest of the year.
Yes, thank you.
That was Waco's Cody Crawford. Join us on today's PM Sports Page as this week's Wrestling Hedgebove Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Crawford 26-2, his record at 285 pounds. He's been a force for the Warriors for quite some time, as he'll look to get back to Wells Fargo in February. Best of luck to him and his teammates the rest of the way. Let's step aside. We've got more to get to here on the PM Sports page. Let's come back with that right after this on AM and FM KCII.